Would still be plenty of fun to be had. Nicole had seemed more anxious about the trip than excited, but Quinn decided this was understandable given her circumstances. Once they were there, he was certain they would have a wonderful time. But on the very first night, the vacation Quinn was so certain would be a dream became twisted into the ultimate nightmare. This was the night that his cell phone had issued a piercing alarm, impossible to ignore. Yet he had ignored it. Sleep had somehow managed to cling to him and seal him inside like an impenetrable coating of shrink wrap. When Nicole had become pregnant, he had gotten her an elegant gold bracelet with sensors and an emergency electronic beacon hidden inside. If she pressed the bracelet in a certain way, it would broadcast an alarm to his phone, along with her location. If she ever fainted or lost consciousness, not unheard of for a pregnant woman to do, the sensors would somehow know she wasn't simply sleeping and his phone would also sound the alarm. She felt silly wearing such a device, but he had teased her that she shouldn't have married a Secret Service agent if she was troubled by a man with protective instincts. But now that her personal alarm had been triggered, this same man was failing to respond. Only the knowledge that Nicole needed him urgently, buried deep within his sleeping brain, had finally managed to unleash enough adrenaline for him to shake off his unnaturally deep, coma-like slumber, and this only after the alarm had blared for a full 10 minutes. Where was she, and what had caused her to sound the alarm? His panic grew by the second, so much so that it became a struggle for him to even breathe. His imagination ran wild. Even the thought of her in jeopardy was unbearable, tying his stomach into knots. What happened next was a nightmare without end, so earth-shatteringly awful that even though he could only reconstruct bits and pieces of the horror, these memories, spotty and incomplete, were utterly devastating. He had stumbled through dense areas of trees and undergrowth for almost a mile to a location deep in the woods, far from any hiking or recreational routes. There was a structure hidden within a thicket of trees and brush, the appearance and size of which he couldn't recall. As Quinn moved toward the structure, which his phone indicated now housed his wife, a scream of pain suddenly escaped from inside and pierced the darkness. His heart leaped to his throat. The scream had to have come from Nicole. The door was locked, but somehow he gained entry. How, he couldn't recall. He remembered being outside in a panic, and then being inside, but he had no recollection of the transition between these two realities. And despite the massive quantities of adrenaline coursing through his veins and his prolonged journey there, he still felt sluggish, still unable to fully remove the yoke of sleep. The rest of his memories were jumbled together in a haze, evoking little clarity but immense rage and horror. He had flashes of the President of the United States delivering several savage blows to his wife's skull with a wrought iron fireplace poker. He had images of her hazel eyes filled with anguish and horror, suddenly rolling up into her head, their light extinguished, never again to sparkle brightly in a dazzling display of intelligence and optimism, and images of his wife's lifeless body collapsing onto the bed she had been standing beside, her hands and ankles cuffed together. All of this happened in an instant, but the memory of it, although fuzzy, seemed eternal. Quinn had screamed and rushed forward, even before he had fully processed the absolute horror of this impossible scene, intent on killing Davinroy with his bare hands. But instead, he crashed to the ground face first. Davinroy had set a perimeter of nearly invisible tripwires, one of which Quinn had practically sprinted into. The next thing he could remember was being seated on a sturdy wooden chair, his ankles and wrists locked to it with plastic ties, and the chair itself strapped to a heavy bed frame. The President of the United States stood before him with a powerful stun gun in his right hand. Quinn's body throbbed painfully from head to toe, and he had no doubt he had absorbed an unholy blast of electricity. His senses were far from 100%, but it was safe to assume he had temporarily lost consciousness when his head had hit the floor, and Davinroy had then used his gun to light him up like a Las Vegas billboard, causing further disorientation and tenderizing every muscle in his body. Nicole was now lifeless in front of him, a fate shared by his unborn daughter still locked in his wife's womb.